This is the podcast from Connection Community Church for this Sunday, September 4th, 2011. Real to Real, Real Character. During the Real to Real series, we will be using several movie clips during the course of the sermons. However, due to copyright restrictions, we're not able to include these with the podcasts.
So, how do you want to be remembered? That's a good question, isn't it? Good question for each of us to ask ourselves. And the way we're remembered is often the result, most often the result of our character. That's our focus this morning as we conclude our series, Real to Real. Our focus is real character.
Well, good morning, Connection Church. Well, since we've last been together, we've had earthquakes, hurricanes, tornado warnings, floods. Here's the deal, though. God is with us through it all. Amen? And it's wonderful to be able to worship together this morning. My name is Carrie Jones.
I'm Alan Jones.
And we're two sinners who have been saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you pray with us, please? God, we do thank you for today, a day that you've made, a day that we can rejoice in. And Lord, help us rejoice all the time. An attitude of thankfulness. And now, God, open up our hearts, that we might be changed and transformed by your love, by your grace. We pray this in Jesus' name and by the power of God's Holy Spirit, and all of Connection Church said, Amen.
And by the way, before we get started, we're going to show a lot of film clips today. And somebody before between services said, what film was that from? Well, in your program, there's a little line under welcome and message notes, a little square thing there. If you have a smartphone, if you can download that barcode, it'll take it to the website, or there's a site there, thisweek.connection.org, gives you all the extra information about this service and previous services and all the films that we're using, and it'll give you all that kind of cool information if you want to know more. Anyway, character, real character. I looked that up online, all these dictionaries online, and one definition was said your reputation, the public estimation of who you are. And you know, that's pretty important, isn't it? We certainly, most of us would want to have a good reputation in the public. But the problem with that is, what about what the public doesn't know? You know, what if the public or what if what the public knows is contrary to what is real? And so today, as we look at character, we want to use this definition, moral or ethical strength. As in, she is a woman of character. You know, she is a woman who has moral or ethical strength. She has noble character.
In the New International Version of Scripture, we do read this about a person, and her name is Ruth. Ruth is described as a woman of noble character. She comes from the country of Moab, and she married a Hebrew. She wasn't, and she married a Hebrew. Now, when her husband died, Ruth continued to stay with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Even after Naomi told her that she didn't need to stay there, that she could return, that Ruth could return to her people. Well, here's how Ruth responds to Naomi. As Naomi says, look, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her. But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. This is some of the scripture that you might have heard before. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me.
Wow, that's some kind of loyalty, isn't it? That's some kind of character. Have you ever known someone like that? Someone like Ruth? Someone who just puts you first? Someone who just always does the right thing, even if that means themselves being inconvenienced, even if it means that it might make things more difficult for themselves? We know people like that, a lot of people like that. And as I was writing this, I was thinking of one in particular, and I won't name him because that would fully embarrass him. But this fellow just absolutely goes out of his way to help other people out all the time, to make things easier for other people, even if it makes things more difficult for him. And it's incredible when you come in contact with that kind of character. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Yeah. It's the kind of character Jesus was talking about when he said about himself, I came to serve, not be served. And he calls us as followers of Jesus to the same, to serve and not be served. The kind of character we strive to have as followers of Jesus Christ.
But what happens when it's the other way around? What happens when we're surrounded not by people of character, but by people who don't have any, that don't really think about doing the right thing, but that are out for themselves, that might crush one person in order to make it? What happens when we're surrounded by someone who encourages you to take care of your own needs, even if it may mean shortchanging someone else? What happens when we're surrounded by people who lack character and hope that you lack character as well?
Warner, what a loser. Anyway, you know, many of us have been in situations like this where we've been with others who lack character, and they hope that we're going to lack character as well. You know, misery loves company. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. And where we are encouraged to look out for ourselves, even if that means not looking out for someone else or doing something wrong to someone else, especially someone who's counting on us, maybe someone we've given our word to. Having character means sticking to our guns, even when all those around us encourage us to do differently. To hold to what is right, even when those around us want us to compromise, even if it means we're willing to be different, if being the same means compromising our principles. But this character that we talk about, it's not always easy, is it? It's not always easy. In fact, it can be very challenging, especially if it's not our customary behavior or the customary behavior of those around us. In John 3:1, we read about 3:1 and 2 in the New International Version. We read about a guy who displayed this kind of character because he wasn't surrounded by others who felt similar. He had to kind of be a lone ranger here. There was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and he said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him.
And so Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a member of the Jewish ruling council. Now, the members of this group were not real fans of Jesus. And at this point, Nicodemus is starting to see something different. And so he goes to Jesus at night. Now, he wasn't bold enough to do this in the daytime, but at night he had an interesting conversation with Jesus in which Christ told him that he needed to be born again. This was a puzzling thing to Nicodemus. He didn't quite catch it. To be born again, how can you be born again when you've already been born once? He was taking it in the literal sense, but Christ helped him understand, or tried to get him to understand, that it was in a spiritual sense. For the Spirit to come and for Nicodemus to be born in God's Spirit again. Now, it's pretty cool because later in this conversation with Nicodemus, we arrive at a scripture that is one of the most, if not the most well-known scripture. In fact, we shared it the last time we were together. For God so loved the world. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Yeah, Jesus shared this with Nicodemus when Nick had the guts, had the courage, had the character to visit Jesus, to have a heart-to-heart, a soul-to-soul conversation with him. See, Nick was willing to step out and be different from those around him in order to find out who this Jesus guy really was. That really took guts. That really took character.
Well, let's take a look at what happens a little bit later. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by who? Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, about 75 pounds, taking Jesus' body. The two of them wrapped it with spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. And so this man, who secretly met with Jesus at night to get some answers, is the one who, along with Joseph of Arimathea, prepared the dead body of Jesus once Jesus was crucified, prepared him for burial. Now that's character. As we've said before, character, real character, is not always easy. Isn't that right? It's not easy. Sometimes it's very challenging.
Yeah. Yeah, true character is tested when we're up against it. Amen? Amen. When every day is a challenge, when you don't know what the next minute's going to bring, when those around us are seeing things differently than we are, and we have to take a stand, even if that means taking a risk, sticking out our neck, even standing alone. Maybe that means sticking with somebody even when everyone else thinks that crazy. By the way, he went with Papali. And it paid off huge dividends. Maybe that character issue means giving somebody a chance where nobody else wants to give them a chance. Maybe it means giving them a second chance.
It's not always easy, is it? It's not easy to exercise our character, and sometimes it is very risky. And we risk, and things might not work out the way we think. Maybe we even lose. We might not look so smart if we risk and it doesn't come out the way we think it should. Having character can be risky, and it can be lonely at times and challenging, especially when we're dealing with those around us who don't have character. Sometimes having character takes all of the courage and all of the strength and all of the self-control that we can muster. Boy, I closed my eyes that time and I could still see it.
Ugh. You look on the list where they say greatest character, movie character all time, many list Atticus Finch from Kill a Mockingbird. I love that character. I love the scene for what it portrays. You know, somebody pointed out this morning when we were watching this, there's only like 8 words in that scene. But it's powerful, wasn't it? Courage, strength, self-control. Atticus Finch exercise when, I don't know about you, but I feel if it was me, every fiber in my body would have been wanting to do something different, let's just say. That's character. And it reminds me of where Jesus said, you know, if somebody strikes you on the right, turn them the other. Now, he didn't turn his other cheek to be spit on, but in effect, he continued in the character of who he was rather than reverting to being the kind of character the other person was. Amen? Amen. Real character.
Here's another thing about character. It isn't always the big things when our character is exposed. Our character comes out oftentimes in the day-to-day, in the little things. When we have an opportunity just one-on-one to step out, to be real, to be vulnerable, to hear the truth gracefully, to speak the truth in love, sharing truth in love with someone, even if they would rather avoid it, even if it's difficult to hear or to say.
Yeah, true character comes out often in the little things. And especially comes out not when we're in front of a lot of people where everybody's watching, we're, you know, we've got on our company manners. But it really shows when nobody's watching, when it's either just you or you and somebody else. Who are you when nobody's looking? I love that clip. Of course, I love all these clips. That's why I picked them. You know, that guy Charles Howard, that's from the movie Seabiscuit. Charles Howard, he made it so easy for Red Pollard to do something that was obviously very difficult. It's hard for us to understand because $10 to us is like, what's $10 is a big chunk of money for him to be asking for. But Howard made it so easy. But more than that, he not only gave the kid what he was extravagant. Because he gave him twice what he wanted. And if you $10 is a lot, $20 was a huge amount of money in that day and age. He gave him twice what he asked for, and without asking when it was going to be repaid, with probably not expecting it to be repaid. That's character. That's character.
So we opened up this morning with the question, how do you want to be remembered? Well, we've been talking about character, so we hope that we all show character. We want to be remembered as people of character. And so how do we do that? How do we do that? The best model? Jesus. Of course I'm going to say that. Jesus. Jesus had the ultimate character. Jesus is our model. Jesus gave people a chance and a second chance and a third chance. Jesus took risks. In fact, his very life, he risked for all of us. Jesus sacrificed himself all the way to the cross, all the way to his death, so that we might be free. Jesus paid the debt for our sins so that we didn't have to. So, to be a person of character, just need to take Jesus in, to believe that he came and lived and died for us, that our life is full with him, because I can tell you what, it's empty without him. To believe that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. To believe. And when we believe that Jesus is out there fighting for us, we can take the risk. And we can have character in our homes, in our workplace, in our school. I'm talking to all of us, whether we're in school or out of school. We can walk it out as people of character because Jesus shows us how to do it. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, it is hard and we mess up, but thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness day in and day out. Thank you that you've given us the Bible that we need to read. Lord, help us have the spiritual discipline of study and meditation this month and spend daily time with you so that we might know who you are and whose we are. Lord, open us up to that amazing grace that we sang about, the grace that flows down. We pray this in your most holy and precious name. And all of Connection Church said, amen.
Thank you for joining us for our podcast. For more information about Connection Community Church in Middletown, Delaware, please visit our website at www.connectioncc.org. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Connection Community Church, connecting people with Jesus and the life that he offers.